Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick.
Welcome to the Ask Women podcast, where you get real advice straight from the source. I am Kristen Carney, a comedian, and I'm here with Marnie Kinross, who is a best-selling author and relationship expert. We have again with us Maddie Goldberg, who is a very funny comedian. You should check out his book called Brain Humor, and it's available on his website. What's your website again?
Just maddiegoldberg.com.
Okay, so buy it there, and he will autograph it. Before we start, I do want to mention one more time that I'm on Adam Carolla's show again as the co-host auditioning. Please go tweet at Adam and just say that you loved me on the show and that you would love to have me permanently there. That's all I ask.
Because Kristen supports everything you believe in.
Well, yes, yes. You can say that to an extent. Don't overdo that. Don't let him think I'm like obsessed.
Funny and talented.
Yeah, funny, talented, a good sidekick, and right up his alley. But we have Tiffany Zamora back on the show with us, who is the single girl that we talked to on our previous show. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple good stories, but we're going to do those. But we also today are going to just primarily do it. Overanalyze this.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. I called it analyze this last time. It's overanalyze.
It's okay. I always forget. Yeah. I overanalyze that you said it.
I know.
But I didn't say anything.
I know. Okay. But yeah, so we're going to have a full episode of that. But I wanted to talk about before Tiffany left from the last episode, she was talking about her dating life and people that she was meeting. And you guys were talking about dating short guys. And Maddie was saying,
what's the cutoff? How tall are you?
On the web, on the world wide web, I'm 5'6", 5'7".
How about in the real world? In the world,
in the Sideshow Studios,
and sneakers, 5'4", 5'5".
Okay.
So we were talking about what the cutoff was. And it was interesting because you had said, Tiffany, that most of the guys that you had dated have been over 6 feet in the past, but that you recently went on a date with a guy who was short.
Yes.
And continue the story.
And I mean, obviously, I'm not going to go in there and like go, oh my gosh, you're not to my... I mean, I don't have high expectations, but I just didn't expect him to be that.
So were you thrown off when you went out with this guy and
you didn't have to say eyes up here.
Right.
No.
Because they were just straight up there anyway.
Yeah, exactly. No, he was about 5'6", 5'7".
Okay.
I was thrown off. He didn't look like he was going to be that short in his pictures. And of course, I went in there with the open mind. I already had this idea that I liked him. Like, we had really great conversation. We had really great bantering. So I expected that it was going to be a fun date regardless. Completely blew me out of the water. Like, just the best day ever. This guy planned everything from start to finish. And he took little things that I was saying from our short conversations that we had in the past. And he took those and applied this to the date. Like, for example, on my birthday, which was on January 7th, all I wanted to do was stay in, order Thai food, and play Cards Against Humanity. That's all I wanted to do. And I got all my girlfriends to do that. And I just briefly mentioned that. And he planned a date where we went to the Roosevelt Hotel. And above, there's this little like bar area with a bowling lane and little games that you could play. And he's like, I brought you here because we can play games. Like, oh my gosh, you listen. Like, that was just so thoughtful. And it was just a really great date. And he's like, I brought you here because I know a lot of short guys hang out here and it would make me look better. But I mean, midgets hang out in midget night. He was just amazing. Height.
So his height didn't matter.
It didn't matter at all. Height does not matter.
But it would have mattered if he didn't plan such a good date.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes.
Also wouldn't have mattered. It would have mattered if they didn't have a strong connection.
Exactly.
And he didn't do all of those things.
What I'm saying is that women will be harsher. It's like if you were tall and really handsome and you didn't plan an amazing date and you just went to a bland dinner, you could have still had a good time.
Right.
But if he was short and you did that, it would have been like,
he was short. So that's the story you tell your friends afterwards.
You're short. You're held to a higher expectation.
When you first saw him, did your heart sink a little because of his height? Because you didn't think he was going to be that small.
There was a little brief moment of disappointment.
Yes. Okay.
You can be honest.
Being honest. Yes. I mean, at first I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
How long did that last for?
A second. Cause then he was like, hey, I got an Uber ready. I'm like, okay, let's go. Okay. So he was just very, that at all didn't matter.
He had to really impress you.
I mean, not really. It wasn't that hard. Just getting me an Uber and I'm fine. No, okay. He took me to a really cool bar. It was called The Woods. I believe it's on like Sunset and it's just, it's really like funky. Like the music was great. And he was just really, he was just a different person than anybody.
He had a really good energy.
He had a really, really good energy. And so that, the height at that point, like for 2 seconds, yeah, I was like, oh, okay, he's not that tall. So, but it doesn't matter at that point. Yeah. So
does that sell the whole issue of height?
I don't know. Well, but for you, because I want you to ask more questions.
You were going to ask me a question.
Well, no, that's a question. Yeah. I mean, your heart sunk a little because I was saying I used to be on a few online dating sites and I would notice with girls. They would, a lot of them put 6'6" and over, or they would go like no short guys. And a lot of these girls were like 5'2". They were doing that. And you're just like, what the fuck is wrong?
Well, I really believe that those things are all about expectations, right? So when I first met my husband, I've talked about this before, like in my mind, my expectation of the kind of guys that I was supposed to be with were all between 5'5" and 5'9" at like the peak.
He's Jewish.
Because I'm Jewish.
How tall is he?
He's 6'3". Okay. And for, but let me finish my story. So,
like
so that's who I had dated in the past. So anybody who was above 5'9", my neck wouldn't even tilt in that direction because I literally could not see those people. They weren't options for me in my mind of what I expected to be with or who I saw as potential partners for me, whether it was for sex or whatever. That's not who I was. That's not who I was attracted to.
Sure.
So when I first met my husband, we talked, we had a great conversation. I was really comfortable with him, but I honestly did not think about him. After that, until like the third time we saw each other and he was sitting down, actually, so he seemed shorter. So my neck was not tilted as high up. Anyway, my point is, in my mind, I said to myself, the kind of guy that I should be with is X, Y, and Z. But after I interacted with him and I liked the energy that he put out there, I liked the way that we bantered.
Yeah.
I adjusted my expectations. It ended up being, you know, a taller guy, which I guess for some people may
be the opposite.
Right. It would be the opposite. But for people who are putting things online saying, this is who I want to date, it's not like a hard, I'm only going to date a person who's this tall. So if you're 1 inch shorter, do not apply. Don't even write in. It's this is ideally what I picture and envision myself being with. So it shouldn't deter guys.
And if like you see a girl that you like on there and she says like strictly like 5 or 6'1" or whatever, just if you guys can start bantering start a conversation.
I wouldn't even.
Well, you could. I mean, if you're interested and then just say, you know what? I know this. I noticed on your profile, you have this. High expectation. I'm not that, but you know.
I think I know a joke about it.
Yeah.
Sound like a picture of a leprechaun. I don't even
know. I know a couple short guys. My best friend's brother is like 5'3". He is the most amazing guitar player in the world. Like he travels with bands, you know, he's awesome. He's really cool, but he actually gets hired a lot to play like teen singers from like the Disney Channel because he's short. He looks like a teenager, you know, he can be younger, but he uses it to his advantage.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying you have to have some amazing talent to go along with you if you're short, but like Maddie being 5'4" in the real world, Matt's really funny. So when you get on stage, you know, no one notices your height because you're really good at something.
My
really
philosophy in life, and I try to stick to it, is like if they don't get
it. Is this going
to
be the same philosophy you did last night?
Yeah.
Just with the same words over and over.
So listen, be a decent human being. Mm-hmm. Don't vote. No.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Don't change the world.
Exactly. But no.
Stay indoors.
And I talk to smaller guys too because they complain about they're shorter or this or they're fat. You know, it's like if they don't get it, fuck them.
The thing I see a lot with short guys is they try to overcompensate and that just becomes like overbearing and annoying. That's like,
well, those are annoying guys.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like I noticed that a lot of guys that are short, they're like,
they have to be a center.
Well, it's the Napoleon thing.
Exactly. Yeah. Napoleon.
Well, it's funny. So I was out with my husband this weekend, obviously, but we went to a couple of art galleries and we were talking to the owners and we ended up buying a piece of art, which is really cool. And then later on, we went earlier to go to all the galleries there and then decided to go to a bar and come back because all these galleries, because the LA Art Fair is this week, they were having all these openings later on. So we were going to go get free alcohol from them. But in the meantime, we were like, let's go have a drink and wait. So
I don't know why, but we didn't eat anything. And my husband got like a little too tipsy.
Oh, yeah.
So we went back to the gallery where we had bought the piece of art. And the owners of the art gallery are like four brothers, and they're all pretty short people. And my husband's tall. And they were just talking about his height and like, oh, must be so great up there. Like him. And then my husband start saying things like, but you know what? Because you're so small, it made you work harder. I thought it was hilarious.
It's true. Well, it's like the ugly girl in the bedroom. She has to work harder.
Yeah. And these guys are super successful and like they're the best schmoozers in the entire world. They were working in the room. They were great conversationalists. And that's what he was trying to express. But he just like didn't do it the right way. But then he backed up and said, what I'm trying to say is like, because you didn't have this height to rely on, you ended up pushing harder to do many other things. And like, they were like 5'5". They were pretty short too. And they were all, in my eyes, they were very attractive guys. Yeah, and they had people around them.
I don't have a height thing at all. So
no.
I don't think every guy should worry about the height thing.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so either.
When my boyfriend has a complex, so he's 5'9". It's not, you know, he's an average height.
And he thinks he's short.
He thinks he's short. So like when he was around like Marnie's husband for a brief minute, you know, his self-esteem, he tries to build himself up.
Yeah.
But when I wear high heels, which I don't often, but if I wear something with a heel, he's like, can you
not do that?
How tall are you, Chris?
5'4".
Oh, you're 5'4"?
Yeah. So you seem taller.
Everyone says when they see me, they would think I was like 5'8". And then it's like, so I think it was funny. I was in a class once and I stood up it was like a hosting class. And I stood up and the teacher, like in front of everyone, was like, oh, I thought you were going to be taller except sitting.
Right.
I can go through that disappointment phase.
I get that a lot from men and women.
That you seem taller?
No, when they meet me, because a lot of times, like I'm on the road or something, I meet like bookers or people, or they always go, oh, I thought you were going to be taller. You're so short. And it's always weird to hear that, but it's not like a thing that I don't sit there and think about it.
Yeah, you don't seem to be bothered by it. Like, it doesn't stop you from doing things. Maybe like certain rides at Disneyland.
A personal little story. My mom totally set me up for disaster. When I was, I guess one of my great grandmothers was like 6'1".
Wow.
But all the women in my family are 5'4" for the most part. Literally, like we don't go past 5'4". But I had really big feet when I was little. And so my mom was like, oh, you are going to be tall. And so I thought I was going to be like a tall runway model.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I'm going to be a model. This is going to be great. And then I was 13 and I like went to the doctor and I have a minor scoliosis. So they did like an x-ray and they saw, and they were like, she saw like my growth rings or something. Well, I don't know.
Right.
But she said, oh, you're done growing. And I was 5'3". And I was like, Mom, what are you doing to me? You set me up for disaster. The whole time thought I was going to be a freaking model, even though I was ugly at the time.
Oh.
But anyway, so I grew up one more inch, but
anyway,
it was a sad story.
Yeah.
Were you really ugly at that age?
I really was.
I want to see a picture.
Oh, they're there.
I don't believe.
No, you guys.
I don't.
You're flattering.
I don't know.
Every model and every beautiful girl is like, I was so ugly when I was 15. I couldn't get
it. No, I legitimately,
and they're so full.
When I was 15, I wasn't ugly. When I was 6, 7, 8, 9, I was horrific looking. Literally, I had giant.
I gotta see pictures. I want proof.
Do you have naturally frizzy hair?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, no, not naturally. Well, kind of frizzy.
Wavy.
Naturally, kind of semi-frizzy wavy, but I had a perm in kindergarten
that was like a tight grade.
But it was like a tight ringlet, like afro perm. It wasn't like a cute crimpy perm.
And
it took about 5 years to grow out. So my hair was like a whore. I had a crossed eye when I was little.
Perming hair at such a young age. It seems like so stupid.
I wanted it. I wanted a crimpy one. And then they gave me this like ringlet one.
Me too. And I just asked my mom last time I was home, why did you let me get a perm in second grade? Like, I remember walking into school after I got the perm. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I washed it and it like scrunched up really tight. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horrible. Anyway, let's get to analyze this.
We all have our disappointments.
Yes, exactly. So the point is, from this conversation, is that, you know, don't, if you're short, so what?
Oh, and my friend, she's shorter and she started dating a shorter guy. And she says, oh, it's the best thing ever. The sex is just perfect because you're just both short and you just match.
I will say that I hate that about my husband.
Like your head's up there or your head's here.
Yeah, I didn't want to have a first dance at our wedding because it kills my neck. I hate
think about that at that time, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
I really fucking really do. I really think about it because it hurts my neck. Like, it'll literally,
how many
like sitting too close at the movie theater to the screen.
Before you got married?
For 5 or 6 years. We were dating for a long time.
And you're thinking like, oh my God, if I have a first dance at my wedding, like, why would you even care?
Because I was like, it hurts my neck. I don't want to be, not because it looked bad to people, because literally it caused me pain. But I I will usually step on a couch or try and step on something to put me higher up whenever I do go in to kiss my husband, because in the past, I have liked guys who were similar heights to me. I'm 5'2¾". But I liked it where it was like even with each other. That's why I like shorter guys.
I know this just goes off the base of the show, but like, why? I don't understand. And this can be for anything, for dating, but like, why when you have a beautiful moment, like your first dance, why aren't you thinking that everybody there is going to be like, oh, it's so beautiful? And instead you're thinking it might be a little awkward.
Because we're women.
Yeah.
Women overanalyze.
Well, I wasn't thinking like, I don't want to have this dance. I literally was just thinking, oh, we're going to have a first dance and my neck's going to kill.
So it's more your physical as opposed to like, what is everybody going to think?
Oh, I don't care what anybody else thinks. Right, I care what I myself think, and it's going to throw my back off for the rest of the night.
It's more a physical thing is what I'm
saying. Oh, it's a complete physical thing where it was actually killing me. So we ended up, we were in New Orleans for our wedding, so we did a second line, which was just as awesome. And then that went into the horror. Fantastic. Anyway, hi, ladies. Thank you for sharing your insight and personalities. I think both of you are equally awesome and always look forward to purposeful and entertaining episodes.
That's an insult. I'm better than Marnie.
Thank you. You get those things. Email saying that all the time. I need the confidence boost too. An entertaining episode every week. Thank you. My name is Pizza.
What?
Wait a second.
His name is Pizza?
Yeah. Am I pronouncing that wrong? No, P-I. I was going to say ZZ, Canadian. ZZA. My
Everybody
name is Pizza.
Loves pizza.
Because how can anyone not love pizza?
Of course.
That's my story.
Wait, what? His name is really
Pizza? I knew it.
Anyways, you have always suggested men to put up a profile as a hot woman and see the ridiculous, almost illegal ways men will approach her via messaging.
He shouldn't approach any other way except my name is Pizza.
Just put that. That's literally
my name is Pizza.
Yeah.
That's a conversation starter in its own. You don't really need to know anything.
Oh, for sure. Okay. It truly was eye-catching and certainly can see how difficult it can be for a beautiful woman to navigate the dating world. So for people who are listening who don't know this, when you sign up for my newsletters, there's an email that you'll get that suggests a trick to try to go on to an online dating site. Don't tell online dating sites I'm telling you to do this because they will get really mad at me. But put up a fake profile of a woman and see what happens, just so that you can, like, you know, wear a woman's shoes for a day and just see why we are so guarded and what it takes for you to get through all this pile of spam that we get. Anyway, that's the point. I did the same experiment as a very good looking man. That was of a man in his mid-30s with a solid upper middle class lifestyle, and the content was short, sweet, and respectful. Let me tell you, if I truly looked like this guy, I would never have to approach a woman and or maybe even pay for a date. The emails rolled in. Interesting. Women were practically giving themselves to me. I was even able to get them to send pictures in half nude poses. I was never that insightful, funny, or revealing, sometimes sort of a jerk. And without skipping a beat, women kept coming at me, ready to marry me. Marry you. So what gives?
Did he change his name from Pizza?
Yeah, maybe. You preach looks and money aren't that important, but it is it's pretty obvious. Obviously, it does. I think looks more so than money.
I think, let me just stop right there. I think in the online dating world, yes, looks are more important because that's what people are going off of. But meeting in person, it's not as important because you get the personality and you get connection.
Yeah.
So yes, online, it's definitely.
Yeah.
And the challenge is keeping going on a second date. It's not just the first date offline, like, or online where you exchange the messages, but the challenge is, can you go on a second date?
Well, eventually you got to put the work in, and like the real deal is when you meet somebody. But obviously, sure, when you have attractive photos, you're going to get a lot of action.
But he's saying that he was being a jerk to follow up. Okay, but this is the end of his thing. Say, but he signed a Ben, not Pizza, unless
these
I just
experiments
like,
maybe
so,
that was just his interesting.
These experiments.
Yeah, for me to get to read his question. Your thoughts, reasoning behind this, and how can an average man navigate this minefield who wants to date 9 and 10s, who has all of the desired said qualities
that
women claim
he's
to want.
He's saying he wants to date 9 and 10s.
Yeah, I have money, not overly eager, funny, respectful, chivalrous, fit, curious, and own my own company and in the top 5% of wealth. But you will never know because I don't wear it. Or drive it, or sing it.
He just said it.
That's his whole problem.
He just said it.
He is his own problem.
If you refer to girls as 9s and 10s, you're fucked.
Yeah,
because 9 and 10s, they're marrying celebrities.
But what is a 9 and a 10? Like, just shut the fuck up and meet somebody you like.
Right. So but he wants a really hot person.
A hard time.
But the thing, he's having a hard time, like, believing what we are preaching, that looks don't matter to women as much. Well, we don't say that looks don't matter to women. We're saying they don't matter as much, and we want multiple other things
as we talked
to
about
attached to the looks.
In one of the recent episodes, that when a woman sees a very handsome, svelte man naked, she's not attracted to him. What she's attracted to is
monkeys.
Monkeys. So it's like
sex.
Women, of course, there's that quality, but it's not like men. If they see a naked woman, a naked woman's body, they're immediately attracted.
Yeah. Well, okay.
It's different for women.
This is the thing, pizza. I want to see
Ben.
Pizza. I don't know. That's his name. But I want to see what women are writing you, what you're actually saying to these women, how you're coming across. Like, I want to see what it is that you're putting out there, because if in some way there is this, I'm in the top 5% wealth, blah, blah, blah. If that's what's coming across in your real profile with pictures that maybe aren't so attractive, I can maybe understand why you're not getting a good response from women. Because if some of that arrogance is kind of coming through, even though you may think it's not coming through, it may be coming through. Anyway.
Arrogance is a trap.
I will say too.
Huge.
This guy is so freaking arrogant. That if you just had the balls to say I'm in the top 5% and I don't give a fuck.
But he's trying to explain to us.
But he's saying it even worse, because he's saying I'm in the top 5%, but I don't even talk about it.
But he's talking about it here because he's asking a question. He's not, listen, I'm not reading his profile.
Yeah, but
right
that's
now.
His language. That is the language he speaks. So like that's when he goes on a date, those are the things he says.
Maybe. Absolutely. I would like to see what his real profile says and how he writes to women.
Trust
and then
me.
I want to see the profile that he put up that is false and the women who are approaching him.
Because
maybe these women, maybe they're super hot, but maybe, I don't know, maybe they're not real women who are writing to you. Maybe they are real women. Maybe I'm completely wrong and we're wrong on the advice that we give.
Because men use lines. I am sure he's used that many times. Oh, I'm in the 5%, but I don't like to talk about it.
Yeah, that I'm not reading that.
I used to work at this place, and the CEO was he was CEO of the company, so he had money. And he would come in every day with a hoodie, like ratty hoodie, ripped up dad jeans, running shoes, and just super, super sloppy. And like, no matter how much money in the world he has, the way he presented himself and the way he was an asshole too. But the way he presented himself and the way he just looked, like he was sloppy. He didn't take care of himself. Why? What any respectable woman, especially a 10 or a 9, is going to want to go date him if he looks like he's smelly.
But I would prefer him dressed down and be in the 5% wealth. Because this guy, Ben or Pizza, is saying that he's not dressed. He's not putting that outward, like he doesn't drive a really fancy
car.
Well,
I'm curious to know if he's like sloppy or if he's just like, if he just dresses like Mark Zuckerberg, just like casual.
No, I think, listen, he's trying to ask for advice. So if I were trying to ask for advice, I'd probably put my most real self out there.
Yeah.
And say, like, listen, I know that I'm cute, but like I would say things that I probably wouldn't say sitting across from like a complete stranger or even my online dating profile.
One thing I will give him is you can't deny that a physical appearance is very important.
Listen, a physical appearance is your foot in the door, but anything after that is up to your personality, especially depending on what each person is looking for. If there are women out there who are like, okay, I want to date a rich man. That's what I want. I want that lifestyle. I want the money. I want everything that being rich is about. And I don't care about partnership. I don't care about support, whatever it is. Then those are the mates that you're going to find. And those are the things you're going to go after. One of my, you know, not my girlfriends from back home, but a friend of a friend from back home, she hadn't married once in the past. And she didn't marry for money. She married for love, but she was very used to a certain lifestyle that this husband could not provide for her. And she became very torn with this because she had to work, which is something she didn't think she was going to have to do when she was younger, not the way that she was brought up. And it ultimately led to the demise of the marriage. They got married really young. And her next husband now is somebody who is more in line with the lifestyle that she sees for herself, mm-hmm. because she said, I'm only going to date men who are in this income bracket. And I think that's fine to do. I think it's absolutely fine to do. So maybe a lot of the women who are approaching you are thinking those same. I don't know. I don't know because he hasn't shown me an example.
He has money and he's not that attractive. He's saying he's not that attractive.
Oh, right.
Correct. So if he's not putting out there, he doesn't have money and he's not that attractive and it's online and they're not really connecting over anything. Yeah, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
The bottom line.
Yeah. I'd like to see
I mean, don't put, I'm not saying to put that you have money out there.
No, but maybe I see the way that he carries himself. Yeah.
Professional look.
But it may be, he may even be more confident when he's writing as this other person and that he can pull off bolder statements than he would try in his own profile. Because maybe he's super polite and boring and dull and wimpy in his interactions.
Pizza, email Marnie and show her your actual profile or...
Show me both things.
Screenshots, stuff like
show
that.
Yeah. Everything.
Okay, show me a thing.
Before we move to the next question, I'm going to show the three people at the table with me what I looked like when I was like 8 years old.
Oh, gosh.
And then I will post this on our Ask Women Twitter because it's really scary. And I want you guys to know that I'm coming from a real human place. Okay, this is
I like you without coffee.
This is,
oh, good God.
No, I really saw that.
Wait, let me see this. It's like,
yeah.
Well, you've done great. You've done amazing.
Well, thank you, hair straighteners, contacts.
What the hell?
Yeah. I look like a polygamous child or something.
Wait, oh, you're so cute in the next one when you're older. The hell?
Yeah.
How? I can't.
How? This is not you. Together.
No, I swear to God.
It's awesome, though. Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you. That's
you must have had a tough childhood.
Well,
my goodness.
As I got older.
That's
so basically
funny.
That was a perm that went horribly wrong.
Yeah.
I had these massive glasses because I had a crossed eye. I had my teeth. I don't know. My teeth weren't really like that for very long, but I had huge space between my teeth. My mom dressed me like a weird...
Like a 90s housewife?
Like a couch bag. Yeah. Like an old woman or something. So, and then, so I'll post that on...
I was 100% wrong with my theory.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
Yes. But then I will...
You blossomed to a beautiful young woman.
Yeah, seriously.
So...
Wow. Crazy. Okay. So somebody wrote, I've asked Marnie this question before, but wondered what kind of insight the rest of you might have. This young woman was flirting pretty heavily with me. Did I read this one? Blowing me kisses, running her fingers through my hair. Oh, sitting on my lap. I did read this one. Why does this happen? I resave them every... I delete. After I read them, I literally delete them.
The wrong file.
And then I resave. And then they appear back the next week. I don't know what happens. Okay.
The email ghost.
Oh, God. All right. It's from SE. I am a shy guy, not knowing how to pick up women, hence why I am here. When I am out and I notice a lady that I'm attracted to, I will often look and look again. I am hopeful she will notice and come approach me. You're hoping. You're having big hopes. This is not going to happen. It almost never happens. Duh. Which he wrote duh, not me. That's okay. Right. And some have said hi or asked a question. I don't know what to do other than say hi or answer the question. Thought about getting a t-shirt that says on it, I am single. Feel free to approach me. Would that be a bad idea?
Yes.
Would it be a bad idea?
Yeah. If I saw a guy wearing that, it just screams desperation.
It is a weird situation that you have. Sometimes you're like, you feel like you made eye contact with somebody in a bar or any sort of thing or some sort of social setting that you always see this person and you're like, I'm going to talk to her. And as a guy, it sucks because you can tell yourself that today's the day I'm going to make that move and you just don't.
And you freeze.
Hard.
I understand.
You freaking freeze because
think about it too much.
If she does not respond the way you want to respond, it is so humiliating.
Why? Why is it humiliating?
Well, a bar is maybe not humiliating, but other...
Why is the produce section at Whole Foods humiliating? If you go up to a person...
It just is. Because there's this...
Because there's so many like zucchinis that look like penises.
Well, I'll tell you what it is, though. I think as a man in the way with the internet or whatever, and I know it has nothing to do with the internet, but we're trained to think like the internet, that in your head... Everybody thinks you're a fucking asshole right there. Everybody thinks you're a fucking douchebag. Everybody thinks you're fucking creepy.
If everyone was me, they would.
How do you know that?
I don't think everyone.
Everybody doesn't give a shit about you. To be honest,
we get that. We get that. But
I know that you get it. But this is the thing. This is what I tell all my coaching clients. It's everybody that I work with. You have to reframe the way that you think about these things. Listen, for me, I can preach a lot of things on this show and in my real life and in my coaching practice. But what?
Sorry, I mean, I think. Yes.
Oh, but I have. Oh, maybe she did show up a little bit late. But I have moments where I'm insecure as well. Like, I talk about this all the time. Confident doesn't mean that you're confident 100% of the time. It means that you have a tool belt of tools that can help you when you are having your most insecure down moments, so that you don't let those insecurities, those down moments, those places where you hate yourself last for too long.
I think that thing too,
but then you reframe the way that you think it could be. It could be a humiliating thing, but what's more humiliating is if you keep making eye contact at this woman who's making eye contact with you, and then you don't fucking approach her, and you miss out on the opportunity. That is much
more
shameful.
I'm one of the most pretty people that doesn't give a fuck. Like, yeah. I don't care. But I know that feeling of like... That rejection.
Just don't think about it too much.
I'm not thinking about it. I'm just...
He's saying, and that's what SC is saying too, that yes, people do have these things. So the first step to reframing and to retraining yourself so that you don't think those things is to actively think in the opposite direction. So for example, if you are at Whole Foods in the zucchini section and you look at this girl, you're like, oh, she's making eye contact at me, or not even making eye contact. She's cute. I want to approach her.
No, she just thought you were one of the melons.
Right. Exactly. And you go up to her and you say hi and you fuck up completely. You have nothing to say after hi, look at my zucchini. Like that's all that you can say to her. And then there's nothing else that comes out of your mouth. You can't think of anything and you screw up. You have to retrain your brain to think, well, I approached her, which means you actively have to turn around after fumbling with this girl and say out loud, well, I approached. That's how you retrain your brain to think, because you can allow. I'm just saying for other people who are listening.
I just have empathy for this gentleman that, like,
me too.
There's a situation where like, a thousand things are going in your head about rejection, and that holds you back. And I know it's wrong, but it's like, oh, that feeling of like, well, what if she like totally is? Because then in the rest of your day, it's like, this girl was totally just like turned off.
I have more to say for SE for advice on what to do. And I actually have a story, and we might have a second guest coming into the room. Yes, Who knows? There's a pretty girl outside there. We might ask her to come in. But yeah, we will answer the rest of SE's question when we come back.
¿Le está gustando mi podcast? How did that sound? Was that good? Awkward? Okay. I'm learning Spanish, so bear with me. I am learning Spanish because I've always wanted to, and I actually did have a pretty good grasp on it a long time ago because I worked with a lot of people who spoke Spanish. So I was immersed in it, and being immersed in it is usually the best way to learn a language. But I don't have that luxury anymore, so I'm using Babbel. Babbel is the best way to learn a language, and let's say you have travel plans in 3 weeks, you can pick it up in 3 weeks. If you're going to Cancun, Tulum, you want to speak to the ladies in their native tongue, and then maybe do something else with your tongue, well, this is the way to go. So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners to get you started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/askwomen. Get 55% off at babbel.com/askwomen. That's spelled BABBEL.com/askwomen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod slash flirty, and you'll find out all about it. Welcome back to the Ask Women podcast. I never do this. I never welcome people back. This is interesting. I'm like freezing up when I have to say the same thing. But welcome back. We have kicked out Tiffany, mm-hmm. and we have replaced her with a Brazilian. Marina.
As most men would do.
Yes, exactly. As most men would do. Well, Marina was supposed to be on our show, which is, we asked Marina to stay longer. Marina was, anyway, we've asked Marina to come in here today because Marina is cute.
And newly single.
And newly single. And I want to continue answering this first question, and then we'll get into a little bit more about Marina. But I want you to be a part of answering this question. So I'm just going to read it one more time. So this is a question that we started answering before the break. It's, I am a shy guy not knowing how to pick up women, hence why I am here. When I am out and I notice a lady that I am attracted to, I will often look and look away. Oh, I look and look again. I am hopeful she will notice and come and approach me. It almost never happens. Duh. Some have said hi or asked a question. I don't know what to do other than say hi or answer the question. Thought about getting a t-shirt that says on it, I am single. Feel free to approach me. Would that be a bad idea? What do you think, Marina? Would that be a bad idea to wear a shirt that says approach me? I'm a pussy. Approach me.
It's going to be like kind of fun, a funny guy to talk to. But I would say it's better if you have more self-confidence in yourself and just approach and be original, you know, and don't start asking questions that everybody does. Be different. Be really confident of herself, knowing that you're an interesting person and anyone would be happy to be with someone like you. So put that in your mind and approach any girl and they're going to feel your energy and they're going to be drawn to that. You know?
If you wear a shirt, they're going to feel an awkward energy.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
What are some of the boring, like the generic boring questions men ask that just immediately
Good.
Turn you up? Like, what are like the lame, like, yeah. Oh, here we go again.
Well, in my case, of course, where are you from? So I'm from Brazil. Oh, I have a friend from Brazil. Oh, so do we speak Portuguese or Spanish? Oh, so how is Brazil? Like,
right, it's just really the most generic.
What should they ask?
That's what I just asked her.
Yeah,
exactly. What
should they ask you though? Like, what's something that somebody asked that's like, whoa, I didn't expect that. And that was cool.
I think it's something more general, like about life, not just like, what do you do? Or I don't know, some like, oh, I really like your hair. So, you know, something like, so,
oh, can I just tell you a physical, funny story for a quick second?
Yeah.
So, Carla, my wing girl, she's on Instagram, she's on Tinder, blah, all these things. And she meets guys on all of these different platforms. And some guy that she met on Tinder wrote to her saying, I like your hair, can I cut it? And she went to go get her hair cut by him. And it turned out looking fabulous.
He does hair?
This guy on Tinder was like, I want to cut your hair. I'm like,
that's kind of like the guy that we talked about from last time where she thought he was gay.
Yes. But I was like, okay, give me his address, his phone number, his thing on Tinder. Like, I want to know where you're going because most likely you're not coming back. Like, that freaked me out.
Yeah,
anyway, that was a little side note there. But I think what you're saying is don't be boring, number one. But I would say as guidance for the guys that are listening, ask questions that are important to you. Because I find that a lot of guys, when they're asking...
Important to the girl or to the guy.
Okay. Like things that you like. Oh, you know, do you like Space Invaders? Like if something that's really important, to, like not that you have to lead off with that question, but I think a lot of the times guys are asking questions that they think, oh, this will crack the girl open and get her to start talking for 20 minutes, as opposed to leading with something that they're passionate about or they're interested in or they're trying to find out if she's interested in so that there is a connection for amazing sex or for a great potential dating life.
I hate to say it, but I would probably be in the category of asking you awful, boring questions. Like, I would probably say to you, like, oh, Brazil, like, what, I know a friend who lives there. I would be boring as hell.
They ask the same question, but sometimes don't even talk. If you're in a club and you feel that attraction is mutual, just say, let's go dance. Like, I like it a little bit more aggressive, too. You know?
Yeah.
Just don't say anything. Just come to me, like, do you want to dance? Or and then pull me to the dance floor, you know?
Love that.
Yeah,
see, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, it was interesting. So I did this interview yesterday for, it's my friend named Susan Oshima, but she runs this website called Single and Stilettos. So it's for women. And she wanted to ask me my opinion, which I always think is like useless for women to hear about what I think, because I'm not inside of a man's mind. But I have been really lucky to hear from thousands upon thousands of men over the past decade about things that they're questioning. So I try and relay that information to women. And I was just saying yesterday, like, to explain to the women that were watching her video how difficult it is to get up the courage to approach a complete stranger that you're attracted to. Like, if women could understand how hard that is, and I can't even fathom it. I only hear it from other guys, and I see them, I watch them, I see like what it's doing to them. These confident guys who are amazing in other areas of their lives, but what that approach does to them. Just to put yourself in their shoes for a second, like how horrible it is. And so I understand where SC is coming from. And sadly, you know, it even, you know, Tiffany said it, I think at the beginning half of the show, or no, on last week's show, when she was talking about that application Bumble, where it's in the woman's control to approach the men. And she's like, you know, but sadly, I don't like doing that because it takes away my femininity. I wish it was the opposite. I wish more women could be assertive, did approach. But as independent as we become, we still like that masculine energy. And it is needed to create attraction. So it is for you, SC. It's about working up the courage. And you can do it slowly, step by step by step. And you can learn how to do it step by step by step by using one of my products called How to Become a Man Women Want, where it can teach you how to actually approach women and then how to work on your conversation. But you have to get off of that chair. So any t-shirt that you're going to say, I'm single, come approach me, that's never going to attract her. It's not going to work. It's not going to be funny. If you were a really outgoing, charismatic guy who had lots of energy and was really funny and you wore that shirt, then maybe you could pull it off.
If anyone wore that shirt, I would, if I did approach them, what I would say was, I know why.
Right.
Like, exactly. I know why you're single.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is not working.
Exactly. The thing is that you don't have the personality to carry that t-shirt.
I just want to say that what you reiterated is that because more in society, mainly males are supposed to approach the female. I consider myself very confident. The feeling of rejection is so intense because it goes with you all day.
I know it's hard to do this, but doesn't it make sense to put it in perspective? Like, we're all going to die at some point.
Of course.
Yes, Kristen, tell me more.
But it makes it more trivial.
Yes.
Walking up to a human being, like sometimes I think about this doing stand up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm afraid people are going to judge me, but then I'm like, but in the scheme of the world, we're all going to die. These people mean nothing.
Yeah.
I mean nothing. I'm just going to go up on stage. So I think if you can look at how trivial it actually is, even though in the moment it feels huge and scary, you'll start to understand that it's not as bad as you think it is.
Yeah. I mean, this is it's also a very black and white thing. Like, either she's going to be very receptive or she's not. And it's as simple as that.
Yeah, but stop putting it in this girl's control. The thing is, why do I say the thing is so much? But when you see a girl that you've never spoken to before, all you know about her is that you're attracted to her. And I know that that carries a lot of weight for men. It does.
Yeah.
But literally, the only thing you know about her, she's wearing on her sleeves. Like, you don't know if she's nice. You don't know if she's sexy. You don't know if she has bad breath. You have no idea who this girl is. What you do know are all the wonderful things about yourself. And so if you can constantly remind yourself of like how freaking amazing, I'm not speaking to you.
I know Maddie
knows these things about himself. But for men, if you remind yourself that I have a list of 10 things compared to the one that I know about her, and then you come at her from the position of, okay, I know 10 great things about me that I'm going to share with you. And hopefully I'll find out a few more great things about you and maybe we'll meet in the middle somewhere. And then there's a connection there. There's interest, there's intrigue. And that speaks to Marina's point about talking about things that are more interesting. They have to come from your point of view. When I'm approached by confident guys, when I'm approached by players, when I'm approached from guys who take tons of selfies, whatever it is, these are guys who typically get more girls. They don't try to gear the conversation in my direction. They talk about what they want to talk about. And they pull me into their conversation. That's why they're so successful.
I experienced like this, that once, like a guy, he wasn't attractive for me at all, but he was so interesting. He came to me with the right speech and with so much like confidence on himself that like, oh my gosh, this guy is really brave, you know, because he wasn't attractive. But he put himself in a position that it wasn't about like the way he looked or he was shy. He was just brave and he didn't care if he was going to be rejected. He just did it. And that turned him an attractive guy.
Yeah. I think you have to be, you know, like Maddie's, you know, super neurotic and it's going to, you know, if she rejects me, it's going to ruin me for the day. But you have to be cool enough with yourself where if you get rejected, you can move on.
Well, even like Marina, right?
Yes.
Like the thing is though, like when you said like, if a guy's just like, let's just dance. I mean, to me, that's like even like harder. Because most men can't dance. Or like most men.
No, she's not saying let's go like.
No, no, but if a guy grabs you and at a club, he's just, like, hey, let's dance.
No, a guy needs to be aware of the energy. You guys have to like feel like, does she really likes me? Like, and go forward.
Yeah.
You know? And if you see someone is so out of her league and she's not even looking at you and don't do it, you know, you're going to be rejected.
Right.
Right. I love that. And the thing is that you're not supposed to be, you know, winning Dancing with the Stars.
No, my point is though, like, I'm speaking of most men. So I'm in most men's heads.
I hear the insecurities every single day. I'm trying to give people a new way to think about these things. That yes, it could be totally intimidating to walk up to a girl and say, let's go on the dance floor. But you do it once, it's scary, you don't pull it off right, you fall flat on your face, but you do it. Second time, it gets a little bit better. You try something different. You try to do it a different way and you start to gain confidence. So then after the 10th time, when you do it, you're doing it for yourself and then you pull it off correctly. So it all starts at some point with step one. Okay, now we've beaten Essie's question to death, but hopefully that answers a ton more questions beyond what Essie asked. But I think we've given Essie the answer. Do not wear that shirt. Okay. Yeah. Here's the situation. I'm perfectly fine with talking to women and very often they find they like me and my personality. However, the problem is that they never take me seriously as a potential person they would date or even be intimate with at all. I know you say that looks matter much less than guys usually think, but in my case, it's not a matter of whether or not I look attractive, but rather how old I look. I'm a 20-year-old in college, but I look way young for my age. Anyway, I meet someone new and tell them how old I am, and they never believe me. They say, no way. You look like you're still in high school. I was even told recently that I look like I'm 12. Ugh. So I'm sure you can see that I'm frustrated, and this is where I ask you, what should I do? Is there any tips you can give me that might make me seem older? Is there something I can do to act older? I'm considering lifting weights, not to look more attractive, but just to look a little bigger and hopefully older since I'm very skinny. Also, my facial hair grows in very sparsely, so a beard is out of the question. Please let me know what you think, Michael.
This is going to be amazing 10 years from now for you or 20 years from now for you when you're getting older and you don't look it and everyone else is aging.
I know. But right now it's horrible. So what do you do?
He's 20. I mean, I think 20 is young. So if I see 20-year-olds and I think they look 12. I don't think it's...
But he's talking about other 20-year-olds. Same like, oh, little boy, you look so cute. Stop hitting on
that. Easier said than done.
Right.
Yeah, high school, I mean, college can be an extension of high school and it's can be a very shallow world. So right now, girls aren't really attracted to you. I'm going to be a little crude here. Masturbate a lot. And when the right person comes along and gets you, they will get you and it will be great. But until then, just like throw yourself out there. It's a numbers game. Talk to a lot of girls. And if you can't get girls, just jerk off a lot.
I want to hear what Marina has to say, because actually I think a lot of what I would answer goes with what you were saying before for the last question. But I want to hear what you have to say to this.
I think it's a lot about your attitude, you know? If you look and talk as a mature person, it doesn't matter how you look like.
Yeah.
And then try to dress more like 25 years old you would dress if you want to date a 20-year-old girl.
Yeah. I mean, that's a step in the right direction. Don't wear a hoodie.
Yeah.
I just think
I think that will help your masturbating.
Let's be honest. But I'm saying, let's be honest right now.
Yeah, girls, he is an expert.
Let's be honest as possible, because I agree with Maddie. Girls are not attracted to him right now. This stage
of his life will be more difficult.
Yeah.
I think give it a few years, like Maddie said.
It's not how he dresses. Just, no, it ain't happening.
I'm saying,
but he's asking what he can do.
If he dresses nicer, it's just going to put him and push him in the direction he wants to go. I'm not saying it's going to solve his problems, but if you don't wear t-shirts with like a cartoon character on it, just start to look a little more sophisticated while understanding that this is going to be a very difficult time of your dating life. You'll grow from it. You'll develop character. And then once you get a little older, things will start to fall into place. I know that kid that I mentioned, I don't know if it was this episode or the episode before, but who plays, I think it was this episode. He plays the guitar. He's my best friend's brother. He still looks 12. He's like 27.
Yeah.
But he dresses like a smooth operator. Mm-hmm. He's confident as can be. He's got a great attitude. He's fun. And I know he's had a few girlfriends that are freaking adorable. So I know that probably 7 years ago it was hard, but he's grown from it. He spent his time working on his music and now he can date because he has more facial hair.
Yeah, we'll go on right now.
I think 20 years old girls, they are not so interested in guys at 20 years old. They want older guys. Right. I was like that when I was 20.
Right.
So, but when I was 16, I dated 20 years old.
Right. Right. You thought that was the older, mature guy.
Exactly. Right. So, and I think for girl and guy, the maturity, like guys, when they are 20, they kind of match with like 16, 17 years old girls.
Right.
Know? Because they're a little bit more mature too.
But they can't really date them.
Yes. In Brazil,
that's so it's different, right?
In Canada,
I was 15 and dated a guy, he was 23. So.
Right. But let's be honest, he's in college. Okay?
Right.
He goes to a party. Guys his age are getting, it's not like 20-year-olds are not getting laid at his college.
Right.
Oh, we're
everybody's
right.
getting laid and he's not. And it's probably just because girls aren't attracted
to him. That's why I'm saying it's going to be
hard. It's not like his age.
We're not going to fix the issue completely if he still looks like a 12-year-old
mustache.
But there are a few things you can do. I agree that it's in the attitude, like Marina was saying. I think that you can start doing CrossFit or something like that to pump yourself up so that you're not a scrawny little 12-year-old. I think that you can dress older so that, you know, even you could work with Goldie, who works on my side. If you want to write me an email, subject line, like work with Goldie, I'll give you a free consult to work with Goldie and she can help you with your style so that, because maybe you are dressing like you're 18 years old or dressing like you are a 20-year-old. And that style thing actually would help people see you as somebody older. Listen, I'm not saying that suddenly he's going to change his wardrobe and he's going to be getting banged left, right, and center.
I'm a slob.
And
I do okay. I do very well because I don't care. Because I don't care. So as soon as people go, oh, that's not him, they're not going to be attracted to him. Just be yourself, dude.
I'm not dressed like a robot.
Yes.
But just like,
he doesn't need to.
You can do what you're doing, but you can do it in a more sophisticated way.
And trust me, you could do better than you're doing.
Oh, I don't care though. He doesn't need to go to CrossFit. He doesn't need to I'm just saying from him, just be yourself.
100%.
Put yourself out there and things will change just because girls get
yourself,
more mature.
But if you want to put yourself in a position.
This is why I was called a misogynist as well from my book. Because I told women, stop saying, I want to wear sweatpants all the time, not do my makeup, get really fat, and expect men to swoon all over
you. It's not realistic.
Because it's not real. It's absolutely not real. Same thing, if you dress like a fucking slob, some women will be attracted to you, but if you look like you don't take care of yourself and you have a crappy personality and you're down
on yourself because you look crappy,
you're not going to attract good people.
Or anybody.
It's not that you're superficial. It's just the first impression. It's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's how you're going to draw people
if
to talk
do,
to you.
I hate to kind of be like fall into that, because I usually agree with Maddie, but I watch a few makeover shows and you do see the difference, and it's not to be superficial. It's to see how it... people's self-esteem changes when they value how they present themselves.
Yes,
and it presents to other people in a way that makes them attracted to them because they can see that there's value in that person.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
More so, they see value in themselves. And again, we're not advising to dress like somebody else. It's learning to enhance.
Especially for yourself, more mature. Yes.
I'm passionate about this question because I felt like
somewhere a t-shirt with a cat on it.
Well, no, I was this 20-year-old. I was
with
this. I was this 20-year-old kid. I was that kid. So I'm passionate about that question.
You're like, now I'm the third. Now I'm his 35-year-old self.
Exactly, but I've learned that and honestly, I had such pride at that age that if the girl didn't get me, it was like I'd rather just.
But that's attitude too. That's what Marina's talking about. Okay,
and I wasn't gonna go. Hey, let me go to CrossFit. Let me get fucking made over by some
Yeah,
girl, I'm just gonna work on this one.
It's like, you know what? If they get me, they get me.
But that's good
sucks.
For yourself. Even if you're not looking for a girlfriend, go take care of yourself for you.
Hell no.
Hell no.
But yeah, we're both kind of saying the same thing because you're still saying like you have to own who you are,
which we agree, but there's an enhanced version.
But it doesn't sound right like now, he's owning who he is because he's not happy.
Well, he's making excuses.
Right.
Just like it is what it is. You weren't born to look like this certain dude that just walks into a party at 20 years old and girls swoon over. It just wasn't meant to be. So, but just like take your time, enjoy, love who you are. And girls will eventually.
Yeah, but
get
try
it.
To be the best version of who you are.
Exactly.
That's what we're. Yeah. But that's what we're saying.
No, you're saying. No, you're CrossFit and shit. I'll have a friend that.
No, but
that, he's asking things to do.
Maddie,
he wants to not be super skinny.
Step away, but step away from like the brain.
I'm stepping away
now.
From me. Sorry, okay. I'm too emotionally involved.
No, I get it. Believe me, because I want to be where in your camp because I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But what we're saying is that. You don't have to change who you are just because you start working out. Working out doesn't mean you're instantly going to turn into some meathead cheese ball. It means that you're going to be an enhanced version of yourself. So working out may elevate your brain chemistry. It may
increases your testosterone for sure.
Right. I
which
mean, it's
boosts your confidence.
So I'm not saying change who you are. I'm saying be a better version of who you want to be. I'm not like a workout queen. I don't consider myself someone who's going to go to Lululemon and buy like, you know, but when I work out, I feel better. And so this is what we're saying. Like, you don't have to be this cliche, the situation and be jacked. You just have to do things to enhance the version of yourself that you are now. And if you did that, I guarantee you would see changes.
Why are you telling me?
Well, because why do you think we keep bringing you back? We're trying to send a message to you.
Put a tie on, young man.
I do.
Take that cat shirt off.
Oh, you don't like this shirt?
I do, actually.
For a gift. My sister bought it for me.
It's really cute.
I
love cats. I love cats, especially with one eye.
Yeah, she said it's cute. She didn't say she wants to fuck.
I guarantee the shirt costs like $35.
I did. Woo!
$35 for this fucking shirt.
All right. So here's another question. Do we have enough time?
Yeah, we have about 5 minutes.
Okay. So this one I had not edited, so please bear with me. Hey guys, before I want. Oh, God, of course, somebody who doesn't write well. I think I speak for all guys out there when I say you guys are awesome for what you do and helping out men learning to be better men. I'm a 22-year-old man who is in college, and on the weekends, I work as a bouncer at a bar. This lifestyle of college and late nights mixed with alcohol has kind of created me into a bit of a man whore, which I think would be seen as completely normal at this time in any man's life because he's 22. This past week, I went on a date with a beautiful girl, which was the first time in months I went on an actual date and not a late night booty call. Now, as the date concluded, I realized I really liked this girl and definitely would consider her girlfriend material. I can honestly say I had what I would consider a near perfect date. I had prior plans with two other girls this week, which would be considered booty calls. But since I had had such a great time and actually really liked the girl I went out with, and I decided to pass them up because I knew I would be thinking about the girl I went out with and would feel guilty because I had such a great time with her. Now, onto my question. We are both going away on vacation for 2 weeks for the holidays. Reading a little bit after. And won't be able to see each other into the new year. I'm worried that this time will cause issue with furthering our relationship. I won't be able to text or call because I will be international, but I will have Facebook. What should I do to be able to pick things up where I previously left off with her? I honestly have all of the intentions of making this girl my girlfriend because I had such an amazing time with her.
I wonder what her feelings are.
How can he not, like, how hard is 2 weeks? Come on, dude. Like, if you really like her.
Yeah,
like
if you're 22.
Come on, you're 2 weeks, though.
Yeah, 2 weeks isn't bad. She's traveling abroad for some
time. And Facebook, they got
But this
Skype.
Is the first girl that he's liked, right? Which means that he's reframing the way that he thinks about things. So
he's overanalyzing it
and getting nervous. Like, think about some guys who approach girls and they continue the conversation even when it gets boring instead of walking away because they're so fearful that if they walk away, they're going to lose that attraction. So this guy is even more invested. He's like, I'm with tons of other girls. I just have booty calls, but this one stands out and she's really special. There's no other girl like her out there. She's the first person that I want to actually make into my girlfriend. So he's fearful that if he is forgotten by her in these 2 weeks, that he is going to lose the attraction. I know that the holidays are over. So sorry Arik, we couldn't answer this earlier, but what do you guys think about how would he keep that attraction alive during any 2 weeks that you have?
I don't think 2 weeks is a time. Like, I don't think there's time to, if you guys like each other and it's attracted to each other, there's no time that's gonna that fade. You know,
I think it makes, if she's feeling the same feelings that she was, it would make you feel that longing. Like, oh, I can't wait to see
him. Even more exciting.
So I don't know if he would really need to keep the attraction going if she had it with him already.
I think he's asking another question in this question.
What?
A lot of people that are into casual relationships or one night stands, a lot of times they do that because they're so afraid of being rejected or hurt.
Okay.
So this is more of a question that is like, holy shit. I'm like, I like this girl and I don't want to get hurt. And that's why, you know, I can get away with having one night stands because I'm attractive, but like, I'm scared.
Now I'm in.
I'm scared.
I would say be vulnerable, but don't be needy.
Okay. So what does that translate to in terms of
that's
communication?
Good for your dictionary.
The problem is he's so used to living a certain way. Yeah. He's so used to living a certain way of like his sexual relationships with females is such a certain way. So this being a drastic change, it's something he's probably never experienced. And it's like,
for sure. So then what does he do? So let's say he can't call or text. How many times should he be in touch with her?
No, he can call or text, but don't be needy. Like, don't be all crowded over her all the time, you know, but show that you care about her and you have interest to be with her. But no.
So how would he do that?
If it were me, I would pull things that we talked about on the first date or whenever we met and then reference those as we go. So I'm throwing those sprinkles at her of like, remember, this is how we connected. So maybe if she liked a certain song, I would like take a screenshot of that I was listening to it or it happened to come up on the radio. I'd send her a little video and text it to her.
But not every day.
But not every day.
That's needy.
Not even close to every day. But sprinkling those things in maybe every 5 days, something like that.
Like, is even it, something, so if it was for over the holidays, let's say, and they were like 5 days off of when they took a break from each other, and it was Christmas Day later in the afternoon, and you say, like, just want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and then have like a callback to their date. Sitting with my family, bored out of my mind, can't stop thinking about like pizza and whatever it is that you had on your, something like that, where it's just like a call to action of Merry Christmas, wanted to check in with you, showing that you're thinking about her. Get like a little maybe text back and forth with her and then disappear again.
I also think like let it just dictate. Like if you want to talk to each other every day, like rules suck. So like just,
for sure.
If you like talking to each other every day, talk to each other every day. If you want to talk 20 times a day, talk
to
each
other. But it has to be mutual. Like if you text two times and she doesn't answer, don't text again.
I know. Right? I agree with that.
Give it a week.
I agree
and then
that.
Invite her to go see a movie. You know, don't
call her out for not texting back.
But rules suck. Rules suck.
Question mark.
I know suck, but unfortunately, there's the game.
But do you play the game?
Sometimes I do. I need to.
So do you feel like a guy is like, have you ever been on the other side where you want to talk to this guy like three times a day? And it seemed needy on your part, but you just had the urge?
Yeah, of course I did. And I have to hold myself and
so you hold
play
yourself.
The game right and then make the guy come to me.
Okay.
Right.
Listen, you can go freak out to your friends, but don't freak out to her or to him.
Gosh.
Like my husband always talks about how... like in the old days when him and his friends were single, they would talk for half an hour about how to craft the perfect voicemail to leave for a girl. Because there wasn't, my husband's old and there was like no texting back then.
Yeah.
But like what he would say, the cadence of his voice, like they would talk about that and overanalyze it forever.
Sure.
So all of that craziness can be, you know, away from her.
Like if you're mad at somebody, you write an email and then you delete it or you send it to
Oh God,
friend.
I do that all the time for my customer service.
You can write a girl what you would want to say right now and then don't send it.
Exactly.
But write it.
Yeah, but put it out there. Get all of those emotions out there and then you can be more succinct.
I think this guy is a little scared but like, go for the ride, buddy.
Yeah, well, that's why he's asking for our advice of what he should do. So I hope that, Arik, you got a good answer.
And I'm curious, actually, because it's already passed, if he listens to this episode, write into Marnie and just let us know what happened and if it worked out well, what you did.
Yeah. I would love to hear about that. Or we would love to hear about
that. So write to ask at AskWomenPodcast.com.
Yes, for that last one, too. Yes, write to. Okay, and if you have any questions that you want to ask us that we will overanalyze to death, as you can see.
And criticize you to death.
Yes, exactly. Please write in to ask@askwomenpodcast.com and you can download new episodes of our podcast. I think it is actually every Thursday that it does come out.
Yeah.
But it's later in the afternoon.
Where the Friday business came from.
Well, because that's what I'm saying. I think they had said the podcast will go live after noon. And in the past, when we were working with our old podcasting company, sometimes they wouldn't have it up there. Anyway, this is the way that I was going to keep it safe so that people could always be sure it would be up there. I'm going to announce it on Friday that it's up and live, but most likely it's going to be up and live Thursday afternoon Pacific time. But you can save yourself the trouble of not even caring when it's up and live because you can go and press subscribe on iTunes. And therefore, the MP3 of the newest podcast will automatically go into whatever device you are using to listen to our podcast. But if you do go onto iTunes, please make sure to give us 5 stars so that we can have more people listening to our show, which means we can stay on the air. We have better advertisers. Anyways, please go do that. Support the show. Even if you freaking hate us, please go give us 5 stars. I wanted to thank our guest for today. We have Maddie on the show, who was our voice
Goldberg.
Maddie Goldberg. His book is called
Brain Humor.
Brain Humor. And get it on his website,
MaddieGoldberg.com. Thank you for having me. This is my third time, and it would have been fourth if I didn't get in a car accident. But you guys, ladies are the best, and I like arguing with you because I feel like I bring a different perspective.
No, it's great. I love it, too. You bring out more information from us. It's better than just agreeing with us all the time. And then we have Marina, who came onto the show for the second half of the show. Thank you. Do you want to plug anything of where people can find you?
Not really.
I don't want anybody who listens to
where will
me.
You be this Friday night?
Yeah, exactly. And then we have the lovely Kristen, who is going to be the guest trial side.
I'll be doing the news on Adam Carolla. So make sure this is an audition process. So they'll be choosing who they want to keep on the air as their permanent news girl. Make that person be me.
So what do they listen to? What do they go on?
It's the Adam Carolla show. Literally, it's just the Adam Carolla show.
Website.
It's on his website. It's on iTunes. It's huge. Tweet at him at Adam Carolla and just say that you liked me and you think I should be the new news girl.
Yeah. And so it would make Kristen, my life. Because she's awesome and this would be unbelievable if she was on that show. I think that'd be awesome. But thanks for listening. Again, if you want to write in questions, write to ask@askwomenpodcast.com. And you can check out my new program, The Chictionary. Go to winggirlmethod.com/the-chictionary and get it. It's your manual of everything women say and do and the hidden meanings behind it all. Thanks for listening, and we will see you guys next week.